Oh, Sybil.
Yeah, in the words of a great American, it's voting day, y'all.
It's voting day.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
It is right, Sybil Lulai later. It is voting day. Voting day. Make sure you go out and do some voting.
That's right.
Yep. Doing mine when I get off the air. What about you, Sip?
I've already done mine.
Oh, you done?
I'm flying all the way back to L.A. to do it today. I get there.
And voting, two, too?
The polls close at 7. I will be there for voting.
Yeah. I don't like early voting.
I
don't like early voting.
But I just didn't know with our schedule.
Don't let the Republicans hear you say that, player. Don't let them hear you say that, please.
That's true.
We don't need... There you go.
That's true.
I don't like early vote. Don't.
Whatever you do.
We don't need them to have ammunition.
I'm just old school, you know. I like to go in there, you know. I like to feel the pressure.
But can I tell you, whatever you do, don't take a selfie. A number of people have used their technology, and they have gotten into trouble.
Taking selfies at the polls?
Taking selfies in the voting booth itself.
That's illegal.
Around... It's not. They're laws.
It's not illegal.
They're saying you cannot take selfies in the voting place.
That's everywhere.
You have to check your local statutes. But to err on the side of caution.
Yeah.
I would suggest that
flip
you
phone
not.
People. This is not.
They made a law that says you can't take a selfie.
Yeah.
Man, they
flip
are.
People,
they are trying to steal this vote, aren't they?
So be careful when you go. Everybody's saying, "Oh, I'm a good American. Look what I did," and they're getting into trouble.
And you people with flip phones, this is not.
So you take a selfie inside the booth, your vote doesn't count.
Well, sometimes
they might take it. They might take it away.
They
from you,
might take it away from you.
Your vote or your or your phone.
Both. No, but they're not going to take away your phone, but they are going to take away.
Might take away your vote.
They don't
need an excuse.
That's trickery.
Your vote.
That's trickery.
I don't know if it's trickery or not, Tom, but just go in and vote. And wear your little sticker that says I'm a voter. Somebody even just took a picture of that and got in trouble.
Got in trouble?
Mm-hmm.
Once you get outside to take your picture, which is in front of the polls.
In some states, I mean, and you can really check that.
Well, Ken Smuckler is coming up in a few minutes this hour. Ken Smuckler, the Smuckler Report.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's gonna tell us what the smuck is going on.
That's right. We have our number to call if you see anything irregular.
Mm-hmm.
That's 1-866 our vote. 1-866-687-8683. If you can't remember that, just text me. We'll text that back to you. We got an app. Download the free app to get instant access to finding your polling place. And sending a message or complaint about any problems in voting.
Mm-hmm.
We're on it. We have teams of lawyers around the country. They'll be available to provide assistance to voters encountering any problems.
Now, to get back to the selfie thing, if you take for instance, the state of New Hampshire has a law against it. It prohibits voters from taking a digital image or photo of themselves holding a marked ballot, then sharing it via social media. No Twitter, no Facebook, no nothing. And it is $1,000 fine for violators. The ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, has taken note of this, and they filed a First Amendment lawsuit challenging the New Hampshire state ban. However, there is no, important way, they say, to communicate one's support, and this is a law that ignores the First Amendment. But be that as it may,
you can challenge it, but it won't. It won't make a difference until after it's over.
Now, I tried to go to sleep last night, to go to sleep early, because I think tonight is going to be a very long night.
Yeah.
For instance, Colorado is the first state ever to implement a full mail-in ballot only.
What?
You do not go to the polls in Colorado. You mail in your ballot. So
that's what weed is legal?
Yeah.
Does that have anything to do with
the making of that new law? It might have something to do with it, with as far as the lawmakers passing it. So it could be a long night. It could be days, it could be weeks before they get a final vote in a state like Colorado. A lot of people are able to register today in some states, and there so there could be some problems. It's going to be a long day, but the important
That's another one trying to suppress the vote. You see, you get it? You get it?
No.
Because it's hard for a weed smoker to find a stamp. It is very hard for a weed smoker to find a stamp, and they know that. And a mailbox, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
What's that blue thing over there?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
A lot of that. So
that's some trickery right there, Sia.
It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. But this is so crucial, this election and the balance in states from the governorship all the way down, as well as the House of Representatives. Everyone is up for reelection in the House of Representatives and 1/3 of the Senate. And the Senate is where the change could take place, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, the Republicans are in charge of the House. And if the Senate goes to the Republicans after tonight,
mm-hmm.
All of the plans that the president has are really, I mean, if he has any hopes of getting anything passed, it's with the hope of working with some of these people.
I was watching one report, and the Republicans says, the first thing we're going to do when we take over the Senate, we're going to impeach the president.
Yeah.
First thing.
Yeah. And why? What is your, what's your reasoning for?
Just impeach the president.
Yeah, impeach the president. And the that's the first thing we're going to do. He said that on the news.
Yeah.
He said, when the Senate takes over, he was, I think he was a consultant.
Okay.
When the Senate takes over, and the man asked, what's the first thing you're going to do? Impeach the president. He was real quick about it, too.
If the Republicans take over, the man who made it his life's work to get rid of the president is Mitch McConnell. If he wins today and the Republicans take over, he was in a very close race. And once again, for whatever it's worth, the polls are saying that he is pulling away from his opponent, a woman, Allison Grimes, I believe. And they say that if he wins, he will take over the leadership of the Senate. Jay,
that's one mean
if you looked
white
up
man.
The term meanest white man in the world,
you'll see his picture.
You can see his picture.
That's one mean old
really
white
would.
Man.
And this is in Kentucky.
Not this, serving the people, just getting rid of the president.
No, just getting rid of the president.
And then appealing all of his laws.
And Obamacare.
They really hate Obamacare.
Really.
Why?
Because it helps voters, and they feel that the Democrats are giving out things that will help Democrats vote for other Democrats, like
and they got
Obamacare.
And they got poor people thinking that Obamacare is bad.
It's bad.
That's the, they are so good.
And these are the people that are benefiting from it the most.
I know.
People who need a dental plan are
I mean, it is the craziest thing.
Upset with Obamacare. Do you know you can get your teeth fixed for free with Obamacare?
Do you know that your children's health
but
is...
But Obama is the worst thing ever happened to the country, and Obamacare is bad for us.
That's right.
See, if you drop Obama, they might like it. If it just was just care.
And they did in some places,
and
too.
And they have.
They did in
the
some places.
Affordable health care.
They call it affordable health care. And
you call it
well, that's better than Obamacare. It's the same as Obama. No, it's not. It's affordable health care. But it's Obamacare.
Some of the
what's the name did a thing on the street where they were asking me what's the difference between Obamacare
and
affordable
health care.
Yeah. Well, Obamacare is bad.
It's bad. Now, that affordable health care, that's what I want.
They are so good.
Yeah.
They are so good
at convincing folks.
And they tried to demonize it by calling it Obamacare. And then the president and his staff embraced it. And so, now what do we do? it's bad.
It's really bad.
It is really bad.
We got to vote.
It's really important.
Yes.
And as we do in Illinois, we vote early.
And we vote often.
There you go.